Welcome back to the Armour Men's Health Hour with Dr. Mystery and Donna Lee.
Welcome back to the Armour Men's Health Hour. I'm Dr. Mystery, your host, here with my co-host, Donna Lee.
That's right, your board-certified co-host.
And joined by our newest partner, Dr. Lucas Giacomides.
Hello. How's everybody doing out there?
Radio land. We haven't said that yet.
Yeah, radio land.
Do they still say things like that?
And podcast land.
That's right. You can find our podcast anywhere that you podcast, and we're super famous.
Armour, A-R-M-O-R, Men's Health. Mm-hmm. And then you'll see our little logo that has a stethoscope on a banana.
That's right. And just like our business cards say, it's the best men's wellness show ever in the world.
We're award-winning.
We are award-winning.
No superlatives spared.
No superlatives spared. That's the world we live in nowadays. Mm-hmm. Donna, you know what I love? I love questions.
You do love you some questions.
As I've said over and over again, when you guys send us questions, it suggests a very high level of engagement with our listeners. This is probably the most time you're going to get to spend with a urologist discussing medical issues. Mm-hmm. And so that's like a gift that we love to provide. And your questions keep us going.
And they help a lot of people.
And I thought it'd be great to have Dr. Giacomides kind of, chime in on some of these questions too. Just demonstrate how sometimes we have different approaches.
Let's hear them.
You ready, guys?
Yeah, let's go.
Who's going to take this one? Y'all just going to
throw it out there. We'll
bounce it off.
Here.
This is somebody who said, please don't read my name on air, which we don't. We did in the beginning. Remember that? That was fun. But then we had to stop.
No.
Well, we read a couple. But
we'll
this
just
guy,
say that every message is from Brian Sellers.
From Anonymous.
We'll call the show boring.
Brian Sellers. Dr. Mystery, I had an MRI a couple of weeks ago for hip issues, and the report said that my prostate looked like I had a 12 to 14 millimeter cyst on it. Can you explain in more detail what may be going on here?
Lucas, go for it.
I wouldn't worry too much about a cyst. Cysts can be complex and be concerning, but 12 to 14 millimeters, unless there was something concerning about it. Certainly, I'd have to see the report, but I would say it sounds fairly innocuous. There are complex cysts in kidneys, but I think prostate, I'd probably just see what the PSA is.
So I love cysts of the prostate because they could be so many things of interest to us as urologists. First, I would just say that the MRI that you got for your hip is not going to have the same type of imaging and diffusion that an MRI of your prostate would have. So the two are not the same. Mm-hmm. So if you had an MRI of your prostate that was abnormal, that showed something, that would maybe mean something. But an MRI of your hip doesn't have the right type of timing of the contrast to really show a problem. Cysts of the prostate, I think you would agree, Lucas, are very common. And that's just, usually we're just talking about a fluid-filled cavity. But there is a particular type of cyst that impacts patients. And so if you're getting your hip MRI'd, you may be older and not care about having children. But there's a specific kind of cyst called a utricle cyst that happens right in the middle of the prostate that can actually cause people to not be able to have children. One of the best cases that I did last year was to help a 26-year-old man from Corpus Christi have a child by just opening up that cyst. Have you ever seen a prostatic utricle?
Of course, yeah.
It's a fascinating little thing. So as a general rule, I would agree with you. Cysts of the prostate, cancer of the prostate does not generally turn, is not usually a cystic disease. And so calcifications and or little stones in the prostate and little prostate cysts, not to be confused with anything cancerous. If you are concerned, make sure that you have your PSA checked, just like Dr. Giacomides said, and have a prostate exam.
You know, one thing that first thing came to my mind, actually, if your prostate can be seen on a hip MRI, perhaps your prostate is really, really, really big.
Maybe.
So that's the first thing I actually thought about. And then maybe that could be a sign of something else too. So that didn't mean cancer. It just means maybe, if you have hip problems, you probably have some prostate problems too, and we can help take care of that.
Totally. It also harps on another interesting thing. If you have hip problems, a lot of times people with hip problems will have what we call pelvic floor dysfunction, and as a result will have increased urinary frequency and urgency. So we see this sequence all the time. Somebody hurts their ankle or knee and then starts noticing they're going to the bathroom more frequently. And so the treatment for them is not medicine. Where do we send them, Donna?
Send them to us.
And then what do we do?
Because we put the U in urology.
And we send them to Angela, our pelvic floor physical therapist, who will find a way to help you without medication. And about two-thirds of patients with urinary frequency actually get better with pelvic floor physical therapy alone.
Mm-hmm. And she's amazing.
And don't forget, we're trying to get more Donna, so I need
you
to talk more.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm trying to look at the time and produce the show, but okay. Oh, but you're right. There needs to be more Donna involved. Would you like another question?
Throw it out there.
Of course we do.
This one I'm a little perplexed about because I think this is a good outcome, but I think he's a little concerned. He says, I take Cialis to enjoy sex with my wife, but I have woken up with an erection on occasion. was wondering if this is common with erectile dysfunction.
I think he's just boasting, actually.
Shouldn't he be happy, right?
That's right, that's right. If you have an erection for 4 hours, tell everybody.
Remember the guy who came in recently that had his erection for 4 hours? Oh, we were all trying to be so professional, but we were not. We were just staring at his pants the whole time.
You were?
Yeah, we all were. The front desk.
I was not.
No. You were being a doctor. No. The rest of us were like, look at that.
That's right.
When you see the 36-hour one, that's a problem.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, we talked about that.
So, Lucas, how would you advise somebody who's getting, who's being awoken? Because that's usually the issue. You're getting awoken with an erection.
And your wife's sleepy. don't bother me.
Poor Michael.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I think if you're getting your erection with your wife, that's fantastic. You don't want to. It's your girlfriend that gives it to you and your wife. No, I'm just getting way too off topic here. Certainly if it's painful. I mean, let's be honest. If he's sleeping on his stomach, it's not a good thing. But it depends on the dose of Cialis. If he's on a 20-milligram dose and maybe he needs to cut back. Cialis is one of those, pop the pill and you can last it for 36 hours. Not the erection, but the actual experience without needing another pill. Mm-hmm. So maybe he's better off with cutting down on a 5-milligram dose or even 2.5 in that case. So just a question of saving some money in today's tough times.
So one of the benefits I give to patients for using daily Cialis as opposed to intermittent Cialis is the return of a robust morning or during the night erection. And I consider that to be a very positive thing when it comes to assessing the benefit of it. I think you're right. Probably a lower dose probably will suit this patient better if that erection is bothering them. I will say that the use of Cialis on a regular basis in patients with erectile dysfunction leads to more sexual encounters. You actually have more sex because your penis, like it's more engorged. It hangs longer. It's bigger. You get erections a lot easier, and so you're just ready. You know, if you know how to play golf and you play golf well, maybe you go play golf more often. You know, and so that's the analogy I use.
But golf, you can play by yourself. Well, I guess.
Thank you, Don.
Well, let's not forget that yesterday was Valentine's Day. So I'm sure everybody needs to ice everything down a little bit today.
Yeah. not in my household.
Oh, my goodness.
poor Michael. Jeez. You want another question?
Yeah, let's do it.
This one's a little complicated, but can veterans with combat experience and PTSD get the full body analysis that you talked about last time and therapy options for ED within the community care choice programs? I think that's what we were talking about. You could do some MRIs pretty inexpensively.
Totally.
We are starting me on piezo wave for neuropathy as gateway to ED or like erectile dysfunction. But your comprehensive body analysis and elder counseling beckons. Will you consult as a couple?
That's a great question. The Community Choice Program is a wonderful opportunity for veterans to be able to see community physicians quicker.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly our approach is going to be a little different than that which you might get from the a VA urologist. So several things. Number one is virtually all of the suite of things that we do for erectile dysfunction, virtually everything is covered by the same Community Choice Program. The things that are outside of it would include shockwave therapy for erectile dysfunction.
Mm-hmm.
And there may be some cost associated with the intracavernosal injections we give for severe erectile dysfunction. The full body scan that I'm talking about, that more preventative way of looking at your body, is a cash-based cost.
Mm-hmm.
It's $700, low-dose CT scan of your chest, abdomen, and pelvis, really just designed not to be done very, very often, maybe once every 5 or 7 years,
mm-hmm.
just for those of you that are looking for a more kind of proactive, preventative way of dealing with things. But that's only one part of it. The next part of it are laboratory tests to make sure that you are cardiovascularly intact. You probably already had a lot of these tests,
mm-hmm.
making sure that you don't have diabetes. And then, of course, the holistic approach of making sure that your nutrition and weight are optimized. And with all of that being said, if you have neuropathy from diabetes, if you have severe erectile dysfunction, there may be an option of doing what's called an inflatable penile prosthesis for you in conjunction with improving your overall health. And that inflatable penile prosthesis is covered by the Community Choice program,
mm-hmm.
and is something that has a greater than 90% satisfaction rate and is something that's, you know, that just the concept and the effectiveness is going to blow your mind.
Right. So we've learned that the penile prosthesis is covered by insurance, but breast implants or not.
Which is funny because they're both for men, kind of.
And then it's not fair.
Well, thank you for joining us this Saturday. Lucas, thanks for joining us today. And Donna, how do people get a hold of us?
You can call us during the week at 512-238-0762. Or you can Google us. Armormenshealth.com is our website. Google Dr. Mystery. It's M-I-S-T-R-Y. You can also reach out
to
us
to be Googled.
That's right. All day long. You can reach out to us by email as well. armormenshealth@gmail.com. That's armormenshealth@gmail.com. Have a wonderful Saturday. Thanks, Dr. Giacometti.
Thank you.
The Armor Men's Health Hour is brought to you by Urology Specialists of Austin. For questions or to schedule an appointment, please call 512-238-0762 or online at armormenshealth.com.